Former NHL netminder, arguably the toughest goalie we've seen, definitely on hockeyfights.com, that's for sure. Capitals analyst Brent Johnson joins us. Brent, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you very much for having me. How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing very well. Now, before we get to the Capitals, I want to ask you, if you saw the highlights of Ben Bishop last night, and did you ever lose teeth by taking a shot in the mask?
You know what? That was the craziest thing. You know, I saw that from a couple different angles, and, you know, it looked like it surprised him through it, so he might have been lunging forward. It's the only thing I can think of. Is that if he was lunging forward and the puck's coming at him and it almost just rattled his teeth out, it was the strangest thing. Now, I have heard of it happening before. I never heard of it happening in the NHL. To me, I was just like, oh, my God, that must have been just rock solid, hit him in the right spot. You know, almost like when, you know, a guy takes a limp-wristed shot at the glass and breaks the pane of glass, so you're just like, how did I do that? And it's almost like one of those situations. No doubt that caught him right on the button, but he's a tough guy, a tough goalie, and he stayed in.
A couple of good goaltenders going at it tonight. Braden Holtby, Cam Talbot. Now, Braden's maybe a little bit more established than Talbot, but we've got a matchup of two teams that can score goals, but two goaltenders who know how to keep the puck out of the net. How do you see this one unfolding?
Well, you know what? I think the challenge is going to be for the Washington Capitals. You know, going into Rogers there, it's going to be, it's going to be eye-opening first, you know, everyone's going to be excited, but You got this Oilers team that's off to a blistering pace, and blistering is just how they're doing on the in the standings. But I mean, you got top two lines with the speed and the creativity that they have. You got McDavid, which you got to hold him in line. If you're the Washington Capitals, you're gonna want to try and limit his time and space everywhere on the ice. And that's going to be tough to do because, you know, he's got a guy in Milan Lucic that gives him that time and space and gives him that ability to kind of create and dangle and go out there and kind of make his own game out of it. So it's going to be a challenge for the Washington Capitals and for both goalies. Now, I don't say, like, that the Washington Capitals are in any means, you know, they're not daunting at the task of this. They're, you know, I'm sure they're ready for this game, but I think for sure that they're looking at the speed of the Edmonton Oilers and trying to contain that. And you just look at how the game has almost evolved in the last few years of just a speed game, and it's a north-south game, and there's not much holding up, so it's going to be a challenge for the Washington Capitals, but I'm sure that it'll be a fantastic game, and both goalies are very good goaltenders. You know, Cam Talbot's probably ready, and he's ready for Alex Ovechkin to be shooting it from all over the place. The Caps offense really hasn't been, on the pace that they started last year. You know, they're fewer goals, and so they're going to be looking to get back on pace here and start laying up the lamp.
Brent, as a goaltender who's seen Ovechkin live, and we see this power play, and everybody knows he's got such a dominant shot, and you can't just leave him alone, and then you've got Backstrom on the other side on the power play. Like, what's the best advice that goalies should have when facing this power play? Like, what's the best chance of survival?
Well, it's danger from all over. You know, it's whether they have Ovechkin on the half wall, if he moves up to the top on the point, but you know where he's most dangerous. I say for a goaltender, you almost have to play a little deeper in your net, knowing that shot is coming from Alex Ovechkin. But the thing is you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, because no matter what, I've seen it, and you've seen it time and time again, that he finds a hole. He's got one of those just absolute rockets from the half wall, and he knows where to place it, just over the pad, stick high. just over the pad, stick side, almost short side every time. And it's just like, you know, once he's getting that going and he's getting that perfect pass, whether it's from Matt Niskanen or one of their other D-men there, you know, John Carlson, he knows how to let that rip. And that's a tough thing for, I mean, I've played against him, played with him, and you know it's coming, but it's almost indefensible. It's very, very difficult.
Brent, we've seen Connor McDavid now for last season and the start of this season. If you're Barry Trotz, and knowing that you don't have the last change on the road, what do you see as the most favorable matchup to play against that McDavid line from a Washington perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be your second line, your Backstrom, Oshie, and then you're going to have Johansson on there too. Anyone you have with Nicholas Backstrom, he's your defensive specialist. He's your specialist all over the ice, actually. If you ask me, I think he's one of the best hockey players in the NHL. I think he's one of the most underrated. Mm-hmm. Should be up there for the Selke every year. And he's just that guy that just knows where to go. He knows the right places and can take away time and space with smart. Not necessarily the fastest guy, but he's one of the smartest out there, and he'll outsmart you every time he's on the ice. And I think that that's the matchup you'll most likely see. You know, Barry Trotz is a fantastic coach, and, you know, he's not afraid to see what's working and you know, kind of mix it up out there. He's got four really, really good lines and guys that can play with all types of players in the league. So I'll be shocked if it's either the first or third line that's playing against McDavid. I think it'd either be the second or fourth line.
Well, it's interesting because at home so far, Todd McClellan has went power on power with the McDavid line up against most teams' first line. So I'll be curious to see how what he does tonight. Now, the defense corps in Washington, I see Brooks Orpik and Nate Schmidt, 5-on-5. They haven't been scored on yet this year, which is excellent for your third pairing. And then you've got Orlov and Alzner as your lefties, and, of course, Niskanen and Carlson as your righties, with Carlson playing a lot with Orlov. Of those two, like, is Niskanen and Alzner, like, that would seem like the obvious pairing that Barry Trotz would like to get out against McDavid.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have... You have Matt Niskanen saying, I think somewhere in the paper today, you know, he said that, you know, our main focus is to shut down the Oilers' top line. I think they have like 19 or 20 points in the first six games this season. So that is your main objective going into this night. And so any D pairing that that has that task, and I'm sure Matt Niskanen will be one of them, he is a shutdown D. He's a smart defenseman. He knows the right place to go, just like a Nick Backstrom, and can get the job done. And I played with Matty and Matty Niskanen in Pittsburgh, and he was one of those guys, one of those dependable guys that, as a goalie, you always wanted on the ice.
Brent, part of what makes the Capitals so good is they not only have skill, they have size that is skilled. One change with the Oilers this year that we're hearing teams coming in comment on is this team looks different. The Oilers have had some skill. We know all the young kids that have been there. But how different a team are they, in your view, when you add a Milan Lucic, when you get Patrick Maroon playing in the top nine, and even Zach Cassian, who's a bit of a reclamation project but is playing very well?
Well, I mean, yeah, I just look at it as balanced scoring. I mean, you talk about Maroon. I know he's got only a goal through the first six, but he's a force out there, and he's one of those guys that can, you know, that can go into the corners and he can play. And then you got Cassian with, I think he's 2-2, and I believe, you got another guy, Mark Letestu. I mean, this is balanced scoring. I played with Mark here in Washington, or actually in Pittsburgh, I'm sorry. And, you know, he's 2-2. Lucic is 2-2. I mean, these guys, down the list, it's just consistent goal scoring and doing the right things. You know, it does. I haven't, you know, seen. I've only seen game clips. I haven't really noticed live how much bigger they are. I think that I'd have to really see that in person. But yeah, I mean, you got, you know, as I can remember, I played Edmonton way back in the day. They weren't necessarily a big team, but they could fly. Now they have that skill, that speed still, and they're big. So that's going to make and like I told you, you know, when we first started talking here, is that this game, if you can have that speed and skill along added with some added size, it's going to go a long way. And I know it's just the start of the season, but I think I see good things for the Edmonton Oilers, and I see good things for hockey in Canada in general.
Brent Johnson joins us, analyst for the Washington Capitals. And Brent, you were in the NHL for a long time, and you know you're on teams like it's early in the season, but a team like Washington, and no team just wants to take the early part of the season for granted. But considering you know coming off 120 points and they didn't make a lot of changes, like no one in their right mind's picking the Washington Capitals to suddenly struggle. Whereas the Edmonton Oilers, like they need as many wins, they need as much confidence as possible. Like how much do you think that plays into it early in the year? Not that Washington is sitting back by any stretch. They obviously don't like losing. They take a lot of pride in winning. But do you think a team that's desperate for success maybe early in the year might just have a little bit more hunger than one that's desperate for postseason success?
You know, I've gone back and forth with some of my cohorts on this, and I think, you know, if you look over the last, you know, few seasons and just how teams have done, you can just take last season, you look where the Pittsburgh Penguins were in December and, you know, how they, you know, started their run and, you know, obviously a coaching change kind of, sparked everything there. But I think what you're saying right now is, yes, I think it's hugely important that Edmonton get that confidence early and kind of work with it, but not taking anything for granted and not being complacent at the same time and just, you know, kind of keep playing the same game night in, night out. And then you have Washington, where I think Washington is a team that can just stay and keep pace. I don't think that they need to run away with things. I think that they'll always be in the hunt. They just can't get, they can't get behind the eight ball and be, you know, in a couple spots out, you know, going into January, February. I think that it's just stay right there, stay with the pace and play their game. You got two fantastic teams. And, you know, I know I said this about speed and skill. I think that Washington's got a lot of speed and skill, and I think that they can play with Edmonton and at least, make them pay for a lot of chances they try and take.
Brent, great stuff. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
All right, gentlemen. Take care. Thank you so much.